I thought I told y'all, I thought I made it clear that Randall Keith Orton is the best wrestler in the world and probably the best wrestler to ever, and I mean ever, do this.
No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a special edition of Break It Down with Brian H. Keeping it 100. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. And of course, this show, of course, is brought to you by The Wrestling Realm. Yeah, I brought it back because it was something I had to talk about. But before we get into that, just want to go ahead and take care of some things. One, want to make sure that you know that you can support this show and The Wrestling Realm as a whole, The Wrestling Realm Now podcast, by simply going to buymeacoffee.com, and you can support the pro wrestling talk show by the leaders of the wrestling fan revolution. Make sure you go there and hit, you know, donate $5, as little as $5. You know, if you want to donate more, feel free to do so. But that, of course, helps us with production, helps us with everything that we are trying to do. So for those who have support, I highly, highly appreciate it. Grateful to all of you. Thank you so much, because obviously you didn't have to do that. But ladies and gentlemen, it's time to talk about one of the trending topics in pro wrestling. Of course, there's a lot of stuff going on. And I said, well, you know, what do I want to talk about? This week, we decided we're not going to do a Wrestling Around Now podcast. The real Dwayne Allen is out on assignment. So, you know what I said? I'm going to go ahead and talk about something. And that being this topic of Randy Orton and Kenny Omega. Now, this all started when Jim Ross had went out and said he know a lot of people would be upset, but Randy Orton is the greatest wrestler in the business today. He said, you know, of course, it's subjective, and he knew that there would be a lot of Kenny Omega fans who are upset, didn't like his comments. So, you know, I was looking on Twitter, and I saw some people comment, and I saw some people agree, some people didn't. And I said, this is easy. This is a layup. So what do I do? I said, you know what? I said this before. I have said that Randy Orton, when you look at the perfect superstar, that is Randy Orton. I said that if he had John Cena's work ethic, and what I mean by that is somebody who wants to jump in and give their all to the business of pro wrestler, somebody who's going to go to all the shows, go to all the meet and greets, the make a wishes, go to all of the stuff and not focus on anything else, not do anything to get suspended. Then these are things that he's done in the past that we will be talking about him being the greatest superstar of all time. It took me back to the Shaq and Kobe conversation when they was asked Kobe, you know, if Shaq had his work ethic, how would he fare? And Kobe said he'd be the greatest of all time easily. That's the same way I felt. Shout out to Britt Waters. Her and I was talking about this on the Survivor Series post show. A couple of weeks ago, Dwayne Allen said, give Randy Orton his flowers. How good is he? You know, you look at the story with The Fiend. Now he's doing this thing with RKO Bro, and you're intrigued. And there's always been the internet discussion that when you look at Randy Orton, when he's invested, you're going to get the best story. But if he's not, it's going to be, yeah. But today, I'm going to have 5 reasons why Randy Orton is better than Kenny Omega. You know what? On this one, I'm gonna even do something. I'm gonna throw up the banners for you guys. But right now, let me go ahead and throw that ticker up there as I let you know that, you know, all the places that you can find the podcast. And I know people say, all right, Brian, let's get to it. So let's get to it. It is right. Number 5 reason longevity. Now, you may say this might not be fair because Kenny Omega, even though he's a veteran and he's been in the game a long time, he has been, you know, he had to scratch and crawl his way through the indies. But Randy Orton literally had the business presented to him on the silver spoon. So has a lot of the other wrestlers. But what happens when you have the business presented to you on a silver spoon? You still have to work, ladies and gentlemen. You still got to work. And when you look back over the years, as we are sitting currently in the year 2021, Randy Orton has been a world champion, you know, back and forth, obviously, since 2004 when he won it at SummerSlam. SummerSlam 2003, he was in the main event. You don't get the business handed to you on a silver spoon, on a silver platter, and go all these years without performing. Sure, did he have some up and downs? Absolutely. Did he get chance after chance? Maybe even more than well-deserved. Sure. But like Randy Orton said to Drew McIntyre in a shoot promo, he said, when you're this good, the company will give you that many chances because it's paying off. So that's why I said number five is longevity. Randy Orton and Kenny Omega, no offense to Omega because he's doing his thing in AEW, but Randy Orton been doing this for a long time. It's not even honest. It's not even fair to compare Kenny Omega to Randy Orton right now, but we are. Number four is ring psychology. Have you guys watched a Randy Orton match? I mean, just look at him. Just look at him. Now, sure, Omega has had five-star matches, but when you talk about Omega's five-star matches, what's the first words you name? Okada. The first man you talk about is Okada. You could make an argument that maybe he hasn't had one in AEW. You could make an argument. Maybe he has, maybe he hasn't. You know, I don't, when I think of Kenny Omega in AEW, there's nothing that stands out and say, man, that Omega match was great. And this is the match that you need to see. Now, he's somebody, a character who I had kept saying that he is the man that I think that, you know, put the rocket strap on him. And he's going to be the one that said, look, turn to AEW if you don't like what the WWE is doing. They got Chris Jericho. That's a familiar face. And I'm talking to fans who of yesteryear. Turn to AEW. However, there's a guy named Kenny Omega you need to check out. Not saying he hasn't had bad matches, but it's nothing been that, oh my gosh, that was the match. Maybe it was supposed to be the ring explosion match. But we saw what happened there. But, you know, like I said, ring psychology. You know, sure, he goes out there and, you know, he does his spots and does all this. But, and to be fair, maybe on the main stage, and when I mean the main stage, AEW, because New Japan, you know, it's a different type of wrestling over there, right? But even in ROH, it was just like that match with Cody at the Super Show, I was disappointed in. And to be fair, maybe he needs some more time. Maybe we need to see what's going to happen as the pandemic opens up. But no, I haven't been impressed with the stories and the ring psychology. Randy Orton, he gave you a ring psychology lesson on the Broken Skulls podcast when he said he went up the ladder. And when he grabbed the belt, but he took his time and he let the cameraman work and slowly pull into him. Because he knew he had it. He said he got a lot of his lessons from John Cena. Psychology, storytelling. And that's what I'm talking about. And that's the reason why. That's another reason that he's better, you know, than Kenny Omega. Simply put, the ring psychology. And I'm going to put the ring psychology and the storytelling together. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that. I'm going to put that together. And then I'm going to go ahead and take a break because I want you guys, if you haven't done so, I want you guys to check out the flagship show of the Wrestling Realm. And our recent episode, I dropped my five favorite video games in the history of pro wrestling video games. And these are games that I played that meant a lot to me that I would get back if given the opportunity. You know, one of them, a couple of them I have, but you know, nonetheless, if you said I can make these games in this generation with this generation of talent, but still have that fun factor, these are the five games I would get back. But here's a clip. You may know one of them. Here comes the pain. Well, let me talk to you about it. I'll be back after this.
WWF, SmackDown, or maybe it was WWE by now. Here comes the pain. I mean, just an incredible.
PS2, right?
PS2.
Okay.
PlayStation 2, probably regarded as one of the most, the system that everybody owned almost. I believe it's one of the best sellers ever. But that was their Well, people still talk about that, you know.
PlayStation 2 or Here Comes the Pain?
Here Comes the Pain.
Okay.
That's the
Why
that's
people
the
talk
game.
About it and what, I mean, how does it relate to you personally?
So, me, man, you know, one, I spent a lot of time on it, playing video games.
As we all
You know, it had, this is during that cross between the Attitude Era into Ruthless Aggression.
The transition.
Yeah, so period. I could do your Stone Cold versus Brock Lesnar matches.
Yeah.
I could do, you know, your Hulk Hogan versus Rock matches. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do that before. So that's why, and it was, and you looking at, out of all the games that's on my list, this had the best graphics.
Okay.
You know, so that's the reason why. And then the story modes was cool. And that was the thing. Back in the day, they spent a lot of time on these story modes. Now they just give you a universe mode and you just kind of go through it. It's really create a pay-per-view. It's terrible. They need to upgrade it. They've been doing it for literally this whole time on the generation of PlayStation 4. So I'm hoping they change that soon.
Do you experience digital eye strain from too much blue light exposure from digital screens? Baxter Blue glasses are not your average frames. These blue light lenses filter 80% of the highest energy blue light, eliminating 99% of glare. The past year, we have all been glued to our devices more than ever. I know for me, I work 9 to 5. Looking at a screen, and then I'm podcasting, I'm creating content. So that's more screen exposure, not to mention my video games. Our exposure to digital light has soared, and our eyes and our sleep are suffering as a result. Baxter Blue is also a force for good and provides a pair of reading glasses for someone in need for every pair sold. This is eyewear built for our digital age, and Baxter Blue is giving our listeners 10% off your next purchase of blue light, sleep, or kids' glasses. Click the link in our show notes for your exclusive discount. This is the sign you have been waiting for to invest in blue light glasses. We know you will love your Baxters, and we know that you'll feel the difference. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am back. So make sure you guys check out that episode as I discuss my top 5 video games. Like I said, make sure if you haven't done so, go on our Facebook page and share. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrestling Realm. And of course, subscribe to the podcast on all social media platforms. And of course, like I said, support the podcast by going to buymeacoffee.com. So, to get back into this list, 5 reasons why Randy Orton is better than Kenny Omega. Number 3, marketable. He meets the eye test. Just look at him. Look. Just look at both of them, right? And we're going to put the thumbnail up so you can see which one looks like a star. Now, you take away the belts. Because right now, I understand, you know, I wanted to do Kenny justice because we know he has 4 belts. In this picture, you see 3 of them, right? But he has 4 belts. But, dude, you look at Randy Orton. And Randy Orton is somebody who guys want to look like. Ladies want to be with. Do guys want to look like Kenny Omega? Do ladies want to be with Kenny Omega? Maybe if that's their thing. So that's what I mean. He meets the eye test. When Vince McMahon says, okay, I want a perfect superstar, I've always said it's 2 people, The Rock and Randy Orton. You know, Stone Cold Steve Austin got over. Undertaker, you know, got over. He didn't get over right away. But guys like The Rock and Randy Orton, if you scratch away the force of the I'm such a good guy of the Rocky Maivia, and you take away that bowl cut of Randy Orton and let these guys be themselves, it just worked. Everything just worked. So that's what I mean. Randy Orton meets the eye test. He's more marketable than Kenny Omega. Kenny's going to be marketable to the video game audience. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, he's going to be marketable to the wrestling audience. But Randy Orton, you could literally, he's marketable to, he has that crossover appeal. And Randy Orton is one of those wrestlers that would have been fun to watch in the Attitude Era. He would have been enjoyable to see, especially on the mic. You know, you see with the promos he cut, how it would have been. So the number two reason, Randy Orton is a five-tool wrestler. In baseball, they call it a five-tool player. Randy Orton is a five-tool wrestler, meaning he can do anything. You want him to go out there and cut a promo? Sure, he can do that. You want him to go out there and have a five-star match? Absolutely. Look at his match between with Edge and last year's Backlash. They said this was going to be the greatest wrestling match ever. I didn't believe it. I didn't think they could pull it off. I thought that Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles match was put on SmackDown on purpose to prevent it for the IC title, to prevent it from outshining Randy and Edge. What did they go do? They go out there and have a phenomenal match. It was incredible. I enjoyed it. You know, you look at his matches over the years. You know, now that match with Triple H at WrestleMania, we don't talk about that one, right? But the match with Triple H and John Cena the year before WrestleMania, good match. You know, so you go out there when Randy Orton's, you know, ready, he can do that. Obviously, the many of matches he's had with John Cena, they've had, you know, quite a few matches that was phenomenal. So he meets that test. The match that people don't want to talk about at SummerSlam 2004 when he won his first championship. I mean, of course, he was in there with a ring general, but another one. So that's another reason. Randy Orton, just a five-tool wrestler. Like I said, you ask him to cut a promo, it's going to be intriguing. He's going to have you hooked. He could go out there. Clearly, he put out this whole movie and this whole series with The Fiend. I know a lot of people don't like the way it's going, but you got to believe some point in time, The Fiend is coming back, and he's coming back for Randy. Or maybe he won't. Who knows? So there's that. You know, and then the Legend Killer. I mean, all the years, all the stuff. So can Kenny put on a good match? Absolutely. Does his promos? You want to watch him because he's the champion. You want to see what he's going to say. But it's not like, wow, yo, he just blew me away. I'm ready for that match. No. So, like I said, Randy Orton, 5-tool wrestler. And can you believe that Kenny Omega is going to beat everybody? Sure, he has the most protected finisher in wrestling right now. But do you really believe he's going to go out there and beat up everybody? Maybe not. Maybe you do. Like I said, maybe he's your guy. Maybe he's not. I like him. I'm, you know, I like Kenny Omega, but he's just not better than Randy Orton. And the number one reason why, call me a WWE mark, but call me not. But this reason means a lot to me. And this is my list. These are my five reasons. The number one reason is because Randy Orton has been a main eventer on the big stage at WrestleMania. I don't care what anybody says. Y'all can love your Wrestle Kingdoms. But there's been 37 WrestleManias. 37 for a reason. And Randy Orton has main evented a few of them. And he's done his thing. So to me, and he's had, you know, but you can even say headline, if he didn't close all the matches, he's been in multiple world championship matches because he's trusted, he's marketable. You can put him on a poster. We haven't seen Kenny Omega do that yet. So I won't put nobody because to me, like I said, WrestleMania is the pinnacle. It's just like you said, you have it up to me. WWE is the big stage, whether people like it or not. For me, it is. It's the top dog. You make it there, great. Because no matter which way you look at it, folks, AEW is not on the level of WCW. That's another conversation. So you could have made the argument, okay, this Sting need to cement his legacy by going to WWE. Maybe not. Because at one time, WCW was ahead, you know, right there and ahead of WWE. AEW will never get past WWE. No time soon. WWE's just far ahead, you know. They're just far ahead of the game. And that's why, that's like me saying the CFL player, he's great. He's the greatest football player ever. But did he ever play in the NFL? It's like somebody saying, you see somebody in the World Baseball Classic and they play overseas. They play in Japan, but he's never played in Major League Baseball. There's a reason guys like Shohei Ohtani and Ichiro Suzuki came over to the United States to play in Major League Baseball. It's a reason for that. And that's the thing with wrestlers. They all want to go to the WWE. They can say they don't. But trust me, Vince McMahon come with that brand and say, hey, I want you, and I want you to come main event WrestleMania. They going. First thing, smoking. So that's the reason why that I said the main event to main event WrestleMania on multiple occasions, SummerSlam on multiple occasions, that is why I put Randy Orton. That's the number one reason why Randy Orton is better than Kenny Omega to me. So I'm interested to know, what do you guys think? Who is better, Randy Orton or Kenny Omega? I'm interested. Drop your answers in the comment section. Let me know, what do you think? Let me know, what do you think about my five reasons? You may agree, you may disagree. That's the fun part about doing this. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for this episode of Keeping It 100. As always, I always have fun on this. I always love this opportunity to get a chance to talk to y'all and share my thoughts. I know I'm interested to see, though, because and look, you ain't gonna say nothing I ain't heard before. I haven't heard it all before. WWE Mark, you know, a shill, whatever. I like what I like. I see what I see. You know, Kenny Omega was somebody that I wanted to see go to the WWE. Believe it or not, I wanted to see WWE get him. The same way that when they got AJ Styles, I said, okay, it's game time. AJ Styles is better than Kenny Omega. If you want to keep it 100, that's a whole nother conversation. But, you know, Jim Rollins said Randy Orton over Kenny Omega, and there's no doubt about it in my mind. Like I said, you know, when you look at a superstar, you want the perfect superstar, it's Randall Keith Orton. RKO out of nowhere. Until the next time, folks, I'm Brian H. Waters. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. No, I ain't even going to run the close the promo. I'm gonna do it right here. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Thank you for watching Break It Down with Brian H. Make sure you check out all the other shows right here on the Wrestling Realm YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on all social media platforms. Till the next time, too sweet.